This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We say good morning to those on Chat Row. We say good morning to those who are watching on Peacock, our streaming partner. Download the app. You can watch for free. And our radio affiliates around the country, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, nearly 400 cities who carry this program. A lot to get to today. And not only college, pro, but also some NBA as well. Have that for you coming up. Come up with a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day as well. There were a couple of moments yesterday where you're going, this is a great game or a great finish. Sometimes we confuse the two where you go, Vikings, Bills, what an unbelievable game. Unbelievable finish. I didn't think the first part of the game was that entertaining. Cowboys and the Packers, unbelievable game. Unbelievable finish there. But when you're competing for a Super Bowl, having that elite quarterback is such a difference maker. At least it should be. And Buffalo has an elite quarterback who didn't play that way. In fact, here's Josh Allen after the loss to the Vikings.
It comes down to my shoulders and my shoulders only, making the right decisions, making the right throws, putting our best foot forward in practice. This one's going to suck watching. Only ways forward. We got to find a way to put this behind us and not let it affect our next one.
All right. This is a team that a couple of weeks ago, analysts were saying, hey, could they run the table? How good are they? It's going to be Josh Allen winning the MVP. Buffalo is going to go to the Super Bowl. Who's going to be able to stop them? And then it felt like they stopped themselves because Minnesota has a good team. They have some great talent. They have a great running back and a great wide receiver, Justin Jefferson and Dalvin Cook. They have a good quarterback. They also have a couple of good defensive players as well. Kirk Cousins, it feels like they're going to win maybe because of other players. If they lose, it might be because of Kirk Cousins. Whether that's fair or not, that's how we've assessed him throughout his career. And yesterday, Justin Jefferson had one of the great catches that you ever see. But that was an overthrow. That should have been intercepted. And if it was intercepted, what would we be saying about Kirk Cousins and the Vikings? Oh, they're frauds. Or he's not ready for prime time. But it felt like the Vikings are able to come up with Band-Aids here. Because Kirk Cousins, the sneak, he didn't get in. That should have been intercepted. But they do have a roster full of difference makers, impactful players at different positions. It's just you kind of hold your breath with the Vikings. Are they a Super Bowl contender? Yes, you have to take them seriously because of their record right now. But watching that game certainly made you nervous if it came down to one drive and it relied on or depended on Kirk Cousins. But having Justin Jefferson, boy, that's a great bailout. And Cousins did say after the game, hey, I'm going to put it up a little bit high for you. Well, he put it up too high for him. And the defensive back, Lewis of the Bills, if he doesn't get both hands on it, as strange as this is going to sound, he actually helped the completion because he caught the pass, was bringing the ball down. Jefferson got one hand in there and then took it away from him. But if he doesn't get his hands on it, Jefferson's not going to catch that ball. But give credit to him. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Fourth and 18, the longest fourth down conversion in the NFL this season. And he got 32 yards on that. Seton, what's the poll question today?
You're talking about Kirk Cousins, too. Doesn't it feel like that's kind of this season? Is people sort of like, nobody has actually been great. There's just been people getting bailed out to a degree.
Yeah, I think so. You start to, I mean, I don't know how good Aaron Rodgers is at this point. Watching him yesterday sort of manage a game. Tom Brady, how good is Tom Brady moving forward? Mahomes, to me, right there, that's your MVP.
Last year, Brady could play till he was 80. Now this year, I don't know. It's all just so, like, fickle week to week.
But we begrudgingly accept possible candidates into the MVP race. I mean, Jalen Hurts deserves to be an MVP candidate. Tua Tagovailoa deserves to be an MVP candidate. I mean, if you take away those couple of games that he was out with the concussion and he's come back, he hadn't thrown an interception. He's played great.
Geno Smith deserves to be an MVP.
Maybe not. Okay. Maybe not. He was a dark horse candidate. It was like last year you had people who had the preposterous notion, you know, Jameis Winston, dark horse candidate, MVP. I go, what league? What sport? Not in the NFL. Yeah, Paul.
If I told you in August these three men would have the top three quarterback ratings in the NFL, Tua is leading the league in quarterback rating. Geno's number two. Jalen Hurts is number three. Mahomes is four.
Yeah.
Damn, and they don't throw any interceptions, none of those three guys.
The Bills have not scored a touchdown in the second half of a game since week six. That was at Kansas City.
Stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
There was a great call. Here's the play-by-play call on the Vikings radio network. When Josh Allen, they just stopped Kirk D. Cousins at the goal line. Buffo gets the ball back, and then Josh Allen fumbles, and here's the Vikings radio network.
Is behind Allen, and he tried to push him. He didn't get out of there.
He didn't get out.
He did not get out. That's a safety. Give it to us. Give us the safety.
Look at what's taking so long.
Oh, the ball came out.
Down.
Yes, the Vikings.
Are you kidding me?
The Vikings are going to win.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, drop that ball, Josh Allen.
That ball came loose.
Holy cow.
Give it to us. And then all of a sudden you realize, hey, you guys might get a touchdown out of this, not a safety. Give it to us.
What are they doing? What's taking so long?
Play it again there, Marv.
Is behind Allen, and he tried to push him. He didn't get out of there.
He didn't get out.
He did not get out. That's a safety. Give it to us. Give us the safety.
Look at what's taking so long.
Oh, the ball came down. Yes, the Vikings.
Are you kidding me?
The Vikings are going to win.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, drop that ball, Josh Allen.
That ball came loose.
Holy cow.
They sound like twins.
Oh, my goodness. I love local broadcast.
Drop that ball, Josh Allen.
Here's the Vikings head coach, Kevin O'Connell, talking about the win.
It's a confident locker room in there. There's a lot of games out in front of this team where we're going to rely on these moments to help us. I'm so dang proud of this team. I love this team, the way they battle, the way they come together, kind of confirming who we kind of think we are as a football team.
Four teams overcame deficits of at least 10 points on Sunday. Detroit down 14, Green Bay down 14, Minnesota down 17, Tennessee down 10. There have been 31 games in which a team has overcome a deficit of at least 10 points to win or tie, and that goes back to 1987. It just feels like everybody has a chance in every game, and most of these games are one-score games. And you saw a few of those yesterday. What other poll questions do we have, Seton?
Dad, if you were going to bet a week's pay on who would represent the AFC in the Super Bowl.
A week's
pay? A week's pay. Because that means it's serious. You're going Bills, Chiefs, other.
Dang.
Dun, 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 dun. Chiefs, other. Dot, dot, dot.
I would say the Chiefs.
You would?
Yeah.
A week's pay?
Well, is it weeks, our cameraman's pay, or my pay?
You're going to bet a week of Eric Weeks' pay.
Okay. Weeks is my cameraman. I'll bet Weeks' salary. That
you're going to bet Eric Weeks' pay. They're changing the poll question right now.
You got to change that. Yes, Paul.
Here are some of the others that could be on the list. Others would be the Dolphins, the Ravens, the Bengals, the Titans, and I'm not going to go with anyone in the AFC West.
I still love the Ravens. I got updated Super Bowl odds right in front of me from DraftKings. Anybody want to guess Super Bowl favorite right now? Todd, I'll start with you. You're pretty good at this.
I'm going to say Buffalo.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. You did it again.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not by much, though.
Fire.
Number two, best odds, according to DraftKings. Todd, I'll start with you.
Philadelphia?
No.
Ooh. What?
Yeah, you lost a couple points.
People still don't believe in Philadelphia?
The Chiefs, second. Followed by the Eagles. Fourth on the list, you might be surprised at. There's a tie. Marvin, I'm going to start with you.
49ers.
That's one. It's a tie. The tie.
Seahawks.
No. Seton?
Viking?
No.
Okay. Maybe their record is helping them out a little bit.
Paulie, you want to guess the other team that has the same odds as the Cowboys right now, the fourth best odds to win the Super Bowl?
Oh, Bengals?
Nope.
Yeah.
The Cowboys.
Oh, wait, you just gave it away.
Oh.
You just said fourth best odds. Who else with the Cowboys have the best odds? Oh.
And I still didn't get it right. You actually told me the answer. I was like, nah, I'm gonna go away from that given answer.
Yeah.
Sounds like my high school career.
Yeah, he's trying to fool me there. The Cowboys and the Niners.
It's Monday. We got to dust the cobwebs off a little bit.
Then it's the Ravens and the Vikings.
Wow.
I know the Vikings are, nobody gave us a chance or nobody believes in us. And the answer is yes, that is probably true, including DraftKings in Las Vegas there. The Commanders against the Eagles tonight. And the Commanders getting 10.5 points for entertainment purposes only. Seton, any other poll questions?
We've got a few other, yeah. How about, we haven't spent any time on this, but Raiders-Colts game was tremendous for Jeff Saturday, a disaster for Josh McDaniels.
I'm going to talk about this game coming up because there are a lot of people who had a lot of things to say about Jeff Saturday and the Colts, the Raiders, moving forward, what happens, does somebody get fired, the fact that Matt Ryan, come on down. That's what I kept saying. You can't go into a game and tell me Sam Ehlinger is the best quarterback on your roster when I've got two guys who've played in a Super Bowl. And I don't care how old they are, they're still better than he is right now. But Jeff Saturday, the winningest coach in Colts history.
Wow.
Percentage-wise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo!
Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day!
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Make sure you go to danpatrick.com. Going to have the calendars ready for you, and you'll be able to go there and order them. Also, we'll let you know the next batch for Tailgate Moonshine. Hopefully, we'll have that information for you today. Last time we offered it up, the inaugural batch of Moonshine, it went in an hour and 15 minutes. So we'll let you know. And as soon as it's up there on the site, you'll be able to order that, plus the calendars, and they'll be available in time for the holidays. We're going to take a break, settle on a poll question. When we come back, we'll talk about the Colts, which means we'll also talk about the Raiders. This is the Dan Patrick Show. Discover so many great things. Did you know you could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection? That's the latest innovation from Discover. We all get those phone calls or emails. You're like, how'd you get my information? Discover will help regularly remove your personal information, like your name and address, from 10 popular people search websites that could be selling your data. Discover does that for free. See terms, learn more. Discover.com/online privacy protection. You can activate in the Discover app, discover.com/online privacy protection. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back. And joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we got to give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are going to be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver. And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
All righty, Moonshine's available on sale right now. You got autograph calendars on sale right now, danpatrick.com. And the next batch of Tailgate Moonshine is available. Another limited run. It'll sell out fast. We sold out last time in an hour and 15 minutes. Special holiday gift set available, a bottle of Tailgate Moonshine, a signed calendar. We got a tumbler in there, limited quantities, available now at danpatrick.com. Thank you for all the pictures that people post on social media with the Tailgate Moonshine when they are watching a game or they're at a game. We appreciate that. Make sure you send it to us at danpatrick.com or Twitter handle at DP Show. We'll get to phone calls coming up. The fallout from the Colts and the Raiders. Because we looked at this game and we thought, all right, let's see what Jeff Saturday can do. They're supposed to be tanking, right? Maybe not. Maybe it's the Raiders who are tanking. They just don't know it. The Colts end up going with Matt Ryan, which I kept screaming, if you're trying to win, put in a quarterback who can help you win. And Matt Ryan certainly he had a 39-yard run. And it...
That's got it. Do you think that's double his career high? You want to bet on it?
Has he ever had a run of over 19 yards?
Well, that's
I'm going to put the over 19 and a half Matt Ryan with a rushing attempt. Let's see if we can find that. All right. So the Colts beat the Raiders in Las Vegas. Here's Jeff Saturday getting ready for the game.
I felt like we had a really good plan in place. I felt like all the men who I had talked about empowering and giving them ability to do what they can do exceptionally well, they all stepped up. And so I knew what my role was, and I was going to execute my role to the best of my ability, and I was going to allow all of those men to do the same.
And I thought that he did the right thing. Maybe he just let his coaches coach, and maybe just let his players play. And he put in the right quarterback. Here is Jeff Saturday on giving Matt Ryan a chance.
I felt like Matt gave us the best chance to win. And I had the conversation with Sam, who is a true pro. And I have so much respect, you know, that young man and the way that he's conducted himself and the type of teammate he is, and Nick. You know, as soon as I talked to Sam, he was right in the role that Matt had been for him, helping and discussion. And actually, when offensive plays are being run, a lot of times I keep those guys back there with me, going through progressions with them.
Okay. He did what you're supposed to do. Do the right thing. He sounded like a head coach. Yes, Seton.
That's kind of a weird thing that he said there, where he was like, you know, he was just out there. He was helping and discussion, and like discussion was like, right, like helping and discuss. It was very odd the way that he put those words together.
Coaches normally don't say those words. Hey, what were you doing? I was just out there kind of discussing, you know. Do you imagine Bill Belichick, coach, what was your role this game? Just out there kind of discussing. Jeff Saturday was, it felt like he was eavesdropping. Like, let me just listen. Let me figure this out. Let me not get too, you know, caught up in, hey, what are you going to do, coach, and put your imprint on the team. Ended up winning the game, and a very emotional Derek Carr had this to say when he met with the media.
I love Josh. I love the car. I love our coaches. They've had nothing but success, you know, way more success than I've ever had. And, you know, I'm sorry.
Derek,
you know,
continue.
To finish that, sorry for being emotional. I'm just pissed off about some of the things, you know, that a lot of us try and do just to practice what we put our bodies through just to sleep at night. And for that to be the result of all that effort pisses me off. Pisses a lot of guys off. It's hard knowing what some guys are doing. Like I said, just to practice what they're putting in their body just to sleep at night. Like, just so we could be there for each other. And I wish everybody in that room felt the same way about this place. And as a leader, that pisses me off, if I'm being honest.
Okay. By the way, the reporter who nearly interrupted that, I would have yelled at him. Like, you got the quarterback emoting. Like, he's real. This is raw. And you want to get in your question? But the other part of this is, okay, so what's missing here, Derek? Who are we talking about? Who's not giving their best effort? You love your head coach. Is your head coach good at what he does? You can love him. Is he good at what he does? And I start to wonder about this. Is that owner who inherited his father's lack of patience, does he go, you know what, this isn't working here? Or does he say, I got to keep the GM. I just hired him. I got to keep the coach. I just hired him. Do I keep Derek Carr? Like, who's going to be around longer? Derek Carr or Josh McDaniels? And as strange as that may sound, you go, well, of course Derek Carr would be, wouldn't he? I don't know. I don't think so. Something's missing there. You have a quarterback that is that emotional and it hurts that much. What is Derek Carr's contract situation?
After this season, after 2022, there's a potential out.
Yeah.
But once if they would either opt in or opt out with Derek Carr, they have 3 more years with him.
Yeah.
So they would have to make their move after this season. I look back at John. I know it's taboo to bring up John Gruden's name, but you know, he was fired. He was a 500 head coach. They would do anything to be 500 right.
Rich Bisaccia was better than Gruden.
Yeah. But he wasn't a cool name.
No. Yes, he was not a known commodity.
Nah.
You're like, that might be the best coach for you. Yeah, we don't want him. He's now with the Packers as their special teams coach. But you're watching that game, and I kept thinking, okay, the Colts aren't as bad, but the Raiders are supposed to be better than this. And it's one thing, okay, we have injuries on offense. Everybody has injuries. And it's rare when you go, man, we don't have any injuries. Nobody's hurt. I'd worry about that team if nobody's hurt, no injuries. How hard are you playing? But, I mean, the Colts come to town. Jeff Saturday didn't try to be Lombardi. Probably just said, you know what, let me get you fired up. Let me get guys in the position to succeed. Sometimes you can overcoach. Sometimes you overthink. Sometimes you want to be the smartest guy in the room. It's like Mike McCarthy, 4th down yesterday. Do you kick the field goal? Percentages in your favor? Do you kick the field goal? Get the win? Or do you say, I'm going to trust my quarterback? Okay, it didn't work out. Here is Mike McCarthy talking about going for it on 4th down and overtime.
I felt we needed to go for it. You know, I mean, I called it on 2nd down, especially the way the game was going. I mean, it was, you know, big play penalty, big play penalty, big play penalty. So, you know, our thing was just keep playing. We had good calls. So I'm fine with the decision. Obviously, I know we didn't convert.
Here's Aaron Rodgers and watching this game, I kept thinking Rodgers' thumb must be really bothering him because they're running the football. But I've been saying all along, I would be running the football more with those running backs. I'd be like, let's go. Let's run the ball. Take a little pressure off Aaron Rodgers. They're getting 5 yards a carry. They carried the ball 40 times yesterday. And I thought, okay, even when they were down, even you're down 2 scores and they were still running the football, it told me 2 things. Rodgers' thumb, but they also believe that they can run the football. Because then Rodgers started throwing the ball. He only threw it 20 times, but he was economical there. Here's Rodgers talking about what was happening during the game.
A lot of the battles that we face are between I, between the person that can go out there and dominate and knows that they can, and the little voice in your head that tries to knock you off of that confident perch you're on. So happy that I knocked that voice back into hell and had a good performance today.
Aaron, what's the voice tell you? Aaron, can you tell me how's the voice sound? Is it a deep voice? Is it squeaky? Is it spooky? Is it a woman? Is it a man? Who's talking to you? Yeah, Paul.
It sounded like he's answering another question, not the reporter's question. The reporter's asked about the game. It's like he was asked about, flowers or something.
Is it Pat McAfee who's in your head there from your Tuesday interviews with him? By the way, this program brought to you by M-Drive, supplements to address stress, weight, and energy. So you can feel your basket 25% off all M-Drive supplements now through November. Text Dan to 55,000. Go into the holidays feeling good with a home field advantage. Text Dan to 55000. Message and data rates may apply. Yes, Paulie?
In the Cowboys-Packers game, I think it's Greg Olson was the analyst. And he said one way to take Micah Parsons out of the game is to run the ball right down the middle of the field because that takes away his speed. It makes him a tackler or a power guy. Yeah. Micah Parsons had no quarterback pressures, no quarterback sacks. He did not make contact with the quarterback yesterday.
And they've done that before with great defensive players, and it sounds like it's counterproductive. It's illogical. How do you take a guy out, take away some of his strengths? You run at him. You're like, why would you run at him? Well, if I run at him, that means he doesn't have that makeup speed. First guy I ever heard an analyst talk about that way was Alan Page with the Purple People Eaters. and you would run at him because he had such great makeup speed for a defensive lineman. Now I've taken that away. And it felt like they were saying, all right, let's see what you got, Micah, because we're coming right at you. And they did it. And Christian Watson, second-round pick, looked great, been through a lot, dropped the first pass thrown to him this year, injured. Then all of a sudden you go, oh, okay. And listening to Greg Olsen, who did a great job in the game, he's like, he just, there was nothing fancy about the touchdown. One of the last touchdown, he just ran away from the Cowboys secondary. It was like, see ya. Rodgers hit him, and that was a big, big game. But watching the Cowboys, and I watch C.D. Lamb, and I go, wow. But then there are times when I go, wow. He runs the gamut. It's opposite ends of the rainbow where you're going, what's he doing? He seems very undisciplined. Seems very, very athletic. But, you know, sometimes the difference between a good and great receiver is that ability to run your route correctly. You know, you make sharp cuts. You don't sort of make it, you know, a rounded way. And you got to know the right way to go. Do I go in front of the defensive back? Do I go behind the defensive back? Felt like he and Dak Prescott weren't on the same page, but, you know, it's Dallas. Now you're going to hear the, well, I got to go out and get OBJ now. You don't have to. You could have won the game. You should have won the game. You could have won easily, it felt like. You allowed Green Bay to stay, and you had stupid mistakes. Yeah, Seton.
Yeah, it feels like CeeDee Lamb, he's clearly a star, but there could be a little more crispness.
Yeah.
To some things, maybe a little more toughness too. It feels like maybe that some of the other 88s should maybe give him a ring and be like, hey, buddy.
Okay.
Because he's this close to being an absolute superstar.
An 88 Vention.
But sometimes you're already a star before you've earned your. Like Ben Simmons, to me, it feels like, well, I'm a star. You got to kind of stay there in the up there in that, in the galaxy. You know, your star's starting to fall, and you're like, I'm still a star. No, you're not.
Like, CeeDee Lamb is like a rock star already. You know what I mean? Or like a model or something. But it's like, no, but dude, you're also famous because you're an awesome football player, too.
Yeah, Marv.
Yeah, like the game doesn't recognize the name, or the name doesn't recognize the game. You guys know what I'm saying?
Game, like, knows game.
Exactly. Like, Ben Simmons, he doesn't garner, play-wise, the recognition that he gets. And I think that's the same thing with CeeDee Lamb. Maybe he's a Cowboy.
Oh, well, that, of course, goes along. You're even better than what you should be when you're a Cowboy.
And he's 88 on the Cowboys.
Yes, yes. You're supposed to be great. And, look, it's just one of those games where you felt like Green Bay is at home and you're allowing them to stay in the game. And I didn't know how banged up Rodgers was. But he had some big plays when they needed to, and they're still alive. All right, Paulie, before the commercial break, I set the over-under longest Matt Ryan run of his career is 19 and a half.
Wow. Wow. I didn't think we'd be playing this game on a Monday.
No,
especially this Monday.
No, he had a 39-yard run yesterday.
Matt Ryan is not known for his running. Not at all. I mean, not running from people, towards people. His longest run was in 2010, 20 yards versus the Saints. He almost doubled that.
Oh, you know what? We should time it. It's almost a 40-yard dash.
Oh.
How about that?
And then try to guess the time?
Yeah.
Now we need smart people to figure this out.
Yeah, nobody in this room.
Right.
Yeah.
Look around.
Maybe somebody can help us there. But it's a 39-yard dash. I'm going to give him 39 yards instead of 40 yards. I'll give him 39-yard dash with his time. Does he run it in over? I'm going to set it at 5.3.
Over.
Okay. Wow. 5.5.
I'm going to go well over, but I'll say.
I'm going to go 5.5 and a half seconds. Matt Ryan, 39 yards. All right? Yeah, Seton.
Do we have his combine numbers? Even though those would be completely irrelevant at this point.
After,
I don't know how much did he fall off a ton? I don't know.
Yes, Todd.
I'd have to see the play again, but you have to factor in things like juking a little bit or pretending you may go out of bounds.
Juking? He didn't juke anybody.
It kind of looked like he was jogging and like maybe
you
he may go out of
bounds.
You have
to be fast enough to juke somebody or quick enough. Look who called in. Shay and Irving. Hey, Shay.
Danny.
Yeah.
How many times have we had this conversation?
Pretty much almost every other week.
46 pass attempts, Danny.
Yeah.
46. Two picks in the first half. Dak Prescott is not that. He's just not the quarterback that should be throwing it 46 times. I'm getting flashbacks to Tony Romo, Danny. I'm traumatized from this. And then we got the ginger on Sunday Night Football talking about how balanced the Green Bay Packers offense is. And I can't stop throwing things.
It feels like, okay, what would they average, I think, 5 yards a carry. And I love Pollard there. I don't understand why they have to throw it as much as they do. It didn't feel like they had to throw it as much as they did. Why?
You're up 28-14. You're up 28-14. The game plan says run the damn ball, take time off the clock, keep Green Bay's offense off the field. That's what you're supposed to do. Instead, we got second down pass, third down pass, punt, penalty, punt. It is absurd how this offensive game plan was called, especially since we've seen the game plan work with the Ginger Jesus 4 games in a row. And here we are, like pretending Dak Prescott is Pat Mahomes. This is what you get.
By the way, Shay and Irving wasn't on the gambling podcast this week. You were coming back from Puerto Rico, is that right?
Oh, yeah, Danny, I took a trip to San Juan, had to howl at the moon a little bit, made it out to Fajardo looking for the illegal cockfights. You know they shut down cockfighting in Puerto Rico?
I think it's a good thing.
Well, you and Mitch McConnell, that farm bill killed a whole industry down there. 30,000 jobs, Danny. Ridiculous. You had to go find them out in illegal. It doesn't matter. I'm back.
Okay. But you didn't even have picks this week for the gambling podcast.
Well, no, that's not true. Well, not for the podcast. I had picks, but I wasn't really in the zone to speak to humans when it was time to speak about picks. I was in a different dimension, Danny.
All right, but you'll be back this Thursday.
Yeah, sobered up stateside. Here I am.
All right. Well, thank you, Shay.
Whatever, Danny.
That's Shay and Irvin. Yeah, we have our gambling podcast every Thursday. And Picture Day Ray is the producer, and he goes, we can't find Shay. I go, what do you mean you can't find him? We can't find him. That's what I mean. I go, well, okay, text him. I already have. Haven't heard. Call him. I haven't heard from him. I go, all right, this could be an issue. Might want to call his wife or the roommate. And then he goes, an hour later, he goes, I heard from him. He's not in any shape to make any picks for our Thursday podcast. Yes, Seton.
He's like a character out of a Quentin Tarantino movie. Like, Shay could have easily been in Pulp Fiction or something. Or,
but he's
know,
like a
Kill
character
Bill.
Who's not in the final scene, if you know what I mean. It doesn't work out for him.
Mm, yeah. It never works out for Shay. But the gambling podcast, Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble, is available at danpatrick.com every Thursday. Bad Larry, Dylan the Graphics Guy, and Shay and Irving. Make sure you go to the website. The moonshine is up there, Tailgate Moonshine. This is the second batch, limited run there. Also, the autograph calendar is up there as well. Get them while you can, because once they're gone, that's it. We'll take a break. Play of the day up next, Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo,
of course you know us as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show.
World renowned.
We all know you're sick and tired of these stupid sports shows where the hosts say stupid things like Tom Brady's the GOAT.
Or LeBron James is good at basketball, which he is clearly not.
See, we give you smart takes.
Yeah.
And we also bring on so-called famous guests from across the sports world and show them why we know much more than they do.
You're off the show!
Are you serious? Listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver. And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Oh my God.
The play. The play's called play of the day.
Left side, got it.
I'm going to play it and play it. This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
The Bills safeties are 25 yards from the line of scrimmage. Kirk back to pass. He's going to heave one to JJ to the right. Jefferson leaps to catch it. And
he caught it at the Bills 40. What a grab. Are you kidding me with that catch, JJ? First down Vikings to the 41 of the Bills. And that's one of the most cold-blooded receptions you're ever going to see in your life.
That's courtesy of KFAN in Minneapolis, the Vikings radio network. as many times as I've watched it, it doesn't seem physically possible what Justin Jefferson did. Play of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. You get autograph cards, instant classics, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now, PaniniAmerica.net. I couldn't help but think when I'm watching the Bills against the Vikings, okay, Josh Allen, this is where you show, you reestablish yourself is you're the MVP. This is where the AFC is going through Buffalo. And all of a sudden, maybe it's not. And then when he double clutched and then he threw the ball, he forced it in there because you don't have to. But then I thought, listening to the game, they're saying there was nothing there. I don't know what he's seeing. You can't throw an interception. Everything else is in play. You can't throw an interception. But that's the play of the day. The Bills have not scored a touchdown in the second half since week 6 at Kansas City. Also, when I'm watching the Dallas game against Green Bay, I couldn't help but think, okay, Dallas at Green Bay, Dallas now at Minnesota coming up next weekend. Now's when it starts to get interesting because Philadelphia has the Commanders tonight, and if they win, giving you further separation. Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to host a first-round playoff game, and they can have 9 wins on the year. They can go 500 the rest of the year. They're going to host a playoff game, and nobody's going to want to go to Tampa to face Tom Brady in January. You're just not. I don't care how good you think your team is. It could be Seattle going there. It could be the Giants going there. It could be the Cowboys going there. Somebody's going there. Yeah, Paul.
Cowboys schedule is at Vikings, then the Giants, which is big for the wild card. Yeah. But then they have Colts, Texans, Jaguars, which they would be favored in all three.
Well, the Colts, hey.
Right, they're back.
They're back.
Jeff Saturday would be 3-0 in his career at that point.
Probably not, but who knows? The vitriol that came out in the pregame shows, everybody thought that this was embarrassing, offended. Bill Cowher, Joe Thomas, everybody felt like they had a referendum on Jeff Saturday. Okay, I get it. This is an interim basis. I don't know if it's long term, but the owner hired somebody who knew the game and he knew that player, former player. I think what bothered people was Jeff Saturday had an opportunity to become an assistant coach with the Colts on numerous occasions and said, no, I want to spend more time with my family. What happened? By the way, the Colts play the Eagles next week. Yes, Eden.
Is it possible that Jeff Saturday, he clearly got a lucky break facing a terrible Raiders team?
Of course.
So before we're like, aha, where's everybody that didn't say he could do it? Maybe we should say that after next week when they beat the Eagles.
I'm going to say it at the end of the season.
Oh, I thought he couldn't coach anybody. Well, yeah, he just beat like the most overrated team in recent memory.
I'm going to hold out my verdict on this until the end of the year. How about I give him a chance here? All right?
That's not what this industry is.
I know it's not. It's called hot takes.
What are you doing?
I know. Mine are lukewarm. I'm okay with that.
What, the Rational NFL Podcast? What the hell kind of numbers is that going to do?
Rational NFL Podcast.
Yeah, brought to you by...
Yeah.
Yeah, Paul.
It did feel like everyone in the sports media was prepared and queued up to just lay into the Colts and Ursay and Saturday. Mostly the Colts and Ursay. Saturday is not... He's just part of this. He didn't... But like everyone's ready for a nice loss by the Colts, an embarrassing loss with the third string quarterback. And when it went the other way, everyone had to reassess, like, oh, we have to cover this. Even though it's just for a day, like Seton said, next week they could get waxed.
Do we have the 39-yard dash time for Matt Ryan?
No one else is doing this.
Okay.
Longest run of his career.
Okay.
In college, he did have a pro day, and he ran a 40 at 4.94, which is not awful for a pure dropback guy of Matt Ryan's style.
Okay, you have him at... Over 5.5 seconds here.
You're setting the over-under at 5.5.
I'm going to go under.
We taped the 39-yard run by Matt Ryan. Okay. We started the tape as soon as he crossed the line of scrimmage.
Okay.
Now, remember, in comparison to a 40, he had a bit of a head start.
Yes.
I mean, he was moving.
Yeah.
Who wants to guess over under?
I'm going under. Under 5.5 seconds. I think it's going to be 5-3.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm going over.
Okay.
Seton? I'm going to go over too.
All right. Buzzkills. Marvin?
Over.
Okay. Paulie?
Breaking news, Dan. Matt Ryan's 39-yard run was 5.7 seconds.
Oh! Week's pay.
I thought he was sneaky athletic.
If you watch it again, when he gets about the 37-yard mark, he kind of cuts up field, and he starts losing his balance, even though no one has made contact with him, and then he gets tackled. I don't think he was going to make it.
Who looked less athletic, Tom Brady or Matt Ryan? I love that they go, hey, we handed the ball off to Fournette, and then Tom went out, and then nobody covered him. How about we actually throw a pass cross field? And then they decided to do it, and that should have been a pick six. That's just Tom being a great defender there.
Great tackle right there by Tommy.
Yes. He saved the game.
Didn't they ever see Tom's hands?
Yeah,
I mean, in the Super Bowl, before it was called the Philly Special, it was Tom Brady out in the flat for a touchdown.
Michael in Tampa. Mike, best and worst of the weekend. What do you have for me?
Hey, DP.
Hey, bud.
Well, best of the weekend has to be the Buccaneers going over to Munich, getting the big win. Mm-hmm. Both the whites on the Bucs looking good, Devin and Rashad. And, of course, the worst of the weekend, watching the greatest quarterback of all time trip somebody as he tried to play wide receiver.
Yeah, that's true.
He does those little things, those little kicky, trippy things.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about
Grayson
that.
Grayson Allen-ish.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yes!
Easy.
Bloop.
Oh. Yeah, I hesitated
there. Okay. Yeah, Paul?
I got to give one thing. If you ever want to draft a running back up high, look at Rashad White for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think he was undrafted out of Arizona State. And he had 100, average 5.5 yards a carry.
It just feels like you can find them because they're only good for about 5 years. That's it. I mean, Tony Pollard, to me, has been the best running back on that team for the last couple of years. And you know, but Jerry gave Zeke that contract, so he wants to prove that he was right by using Zeke Elliott instead of saying, I might have made a mistake. Tony should be our starting running back. He's great. I enjoy watching Tony Pollard. All right. That's 1 hour in the books. Two more to go. Ross Tucker, our good buddy, going to join us coming up. Check in with the Buffalo Bills a little bit later on. Oh, by the way, Joel Embiid went for 59 against the pesky Utah Jazz. Commanders at the Eagles coming up tonight, hour two. One more item as we close out hour one. It's TireRack.com. They have a passion to help you. For 40 years, never lost that passion. And it shows. TireRack.com. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. Tell them what you drive, how you drive, where you drive. They have an easy-to-use tire decision guide. Answer a couple of questions. Within 2 minutes, you get a personalized tire recommendation. And they've got the full lineup of great tires, the Sumitomo tires. They got tire ratings. They ship fast, then free. And they have over 10,000 recommended installers. You can skip the waiting room. In many areas, they offer mobile tire installation. So you have the Tire Rack technician, brings the tires to your home or office, and then installs them on site. The ultimate convenience, a game changer. TireRack.com/Dan. See for yourself. You're able to find the tires you want for how and what and where you drive. Man, are these great people to work with. TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.